The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live from the Skyview Network Studios.
Our studios today are here at Arizona State, where the football office is. It is media day, which means we will have players bumping in and out. We will be, today's just going to be one of those shows where there's a lot going on here at ASU. And when football guests come by, we'll disappear for a little bit, and then we'll come back. And I may bring some in here, but I'm going to take Herm over to the TV side and maybe another player or two. It's just one of those days where Jordan's here, Eric's here. We're working on our TV show and also doing the stream show at the same time. There's a lot going on here on campus today, in particular the basketball game tonight. So, guys, when you think about tonight with ASU against number 16 Oregon, I'll start there. Our opening comments are brought to you by Sagicor Now. Protect what matters most, and that is with life insurance. If you've not gotten your life insurance done, I was with Mike Stricker last night and the good people at Sagicor. We had a terrific meeting talking about some of the ideas for the coming year, and then went to dinner and talked about more ideas and things that are going on in the world of life insurance. I have my license. I'm very much a big believer in having life insurance, and the people at Sagicor, that's the way to go. Log on, get your free quote at Sagicor Now. That's at Sagicor Now. We appreciate Sagicor and their support. I might even walk around. I've got this tripod today with me that was given to me. Like, I think I can do this. I think I could just, like, yeah. I think I can just kind of, I don't know, walk around. If we go off the air, no, I don't think so. So like, let's see. Yeah, there's...
Oh, we've unleashed Frankenstein.
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, no.
What do you think? It's Jordan. There's Eric is over here. I'm off my leash. I have this new little toy.
Hi.
See?
Greetings from ASU.
Yeah. So I don't think I'll do this for too long because I think Devin back in the studios will lose his mind with me. So there we go. Just enough of that. All right, so tonight, ASU and Oregon. Here's the thing. Peyton Pritchard feels like he's been at Oregon for 20 years. And Remy Martin has been playing really well to the point where Sean Miller, I don't know if you guys saw this, where Sean Miller went out of his way at U of A to compliment Remy Martin and talking about how he's one of the best players going on this season. And so tonight, when you have Peyton Pritchard against Remy Martin, the arena is supposed to be close to sold out. You just kind of look at it and say, this is the place to be. This is the epicenter tonight. It's a Bill Walton game. Some of you don't like Bill. I love Bill. Bill's a friend. I think it's great to have Bill here in town. National audience will see what's going on with ASU. So tonight here on campus, not just media day, but for football, because they start football workouts for spring next Monday. But also tonight's the basketball game. If you're able to beat Oregon, I think it's how you finish seasons. But if you're able to win your sixth game in a row and you're able to beat a top 15 ranked team, top 16 ranked team tonight in Oregon, then all of a sudden you are in great spot to make March Madness. Your resume has some impressive victories alongside of it, along with a long win streak. So tonight's game here, that is a huge, huge deal and very much looking forward to that. Jordan's going to be at the game tonight, or Eric's going to be at the game tonight. And I'll probably be live tweeting and watching some of it as well. But tonight, that is the big story here on campus. There's two business of sports stories I want to get to on today's show. Two things that really caught my eye. One involves the NFL, and I'm sure by now, if you haven't heard, that the league is looking at their new collective bargaining agreement and getting closer to getting it done. The other involves golf. So back in the day, Greg Norman had this idea of let's create a golf league opposite of what goes on the PGA Tour. And now that idea has resurfaced to the point where Phil, Patrick Reed, DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, all attended, and their representatives all attended a meeting last week in LA. Tiger Woods people attended the event to hear about what this league is all about. It's interesting because Tiger at Riviera, that is usually his deal. That is his big event. Rory McIlroy said he's not going to join it. I'm going to talk further about these types of things that are coming up in sports, the Premier Golf League and the NFL a little bit later on in the show. you know, I watched a little bit of Trump last night. I thought when he called out Jeremy Roenick, that that was interesting. The Diamondbacks opened Cactus League against Colorado on Saturday, and the Coyotes end up losing at Dallas. If you're a betting person, not man or woman, if you're into betting, understand that the Coyotes have not beaten Dallas in 13 straight after losing last night. It's not a good loss for them. There's never such thing as a good loss, but in particular when it's Dallas and St. Louis, the two teams in front of you. So last night was not good if you're a Coyotes fan. On the other side, I'm going to go headlong into this NFL new collective bargaining agreement, a little about the Premier Golf League. We are live at ASU Football Media Day. Media Day for spring football, which starts next week. Jordan and Eric are here bumping around. We're doing our thing on sports360az.com. Welcome back. We're here at ASU Football Media Day and just talked with Herm Edwards outside. In fact, I'll walk you guys around here. So this is what's cool about being able to be free on this stuff. So this is inside the coach or the dining area. And so there's going to be players in here in a second. Here's some of what's going on, some interviews. You can just see that their media is doing their thing. We're going to jump in on Herm real quick just to show you what Herm's doing. So we'll just jump on in here real quick with Herm Edwards.
Format probably be a little bit interesting. Punting situation, our punters at the combine. We've got a guy coming in, though, so we're good there. It'll be interesting to see that. It'll also be interesting to see this. We had a dynamic. So this spring will be one of those deals of new players in the program finding their roles, and then from there, when the rest of the guys come in the summer, continue to build.
How many assistant coaches do you feel are meshing together?
And Barb has done a great job. Zach has done a great job leading and structuring things. We have some young coaches, which is kind of fun. They're easy to learn. They didn't kick me out of the secondary room yet, so I'm still coaching secondary once in a while. But it's kind of interesting. You know?
So that's Herm doing his thing. Let's walk around here and you guys can just kind of see this whole process as it's going on, and I'll take you back to me. Let's see here. So one thing I want to get into today. Hey, you good? One thing I wanted to get into today was the NFL and their announcements of what they're going to do with postseason. So we'll get out of that. So here's the thing. The owners are closing in on a new collective bargaining agreement, and it's fine. They're going to expand the postseason. You know, my stance has been player safety is the biggest thing, and I feel as though a lot of times player safety is just overlooked and not talked about enough. But they're going to add two teams to the playoffs. Guys, you know and I know that if they take away a preseason game, that's still three too many. But if there's more teams added to postseason and there's a new TV deal that's coming up, the amount of interest and the amount of money that's going to flow through from into the NFL from the TV networks will be amazing because you'll watch. It doesn't matter if the Rams and Steelers, they would have both made it last year. If you're a Cardinal fan, it gives you new hope. It gives a lot of teams hope that they can make it. There'll be a team with a losing record, and people will say, I really don't like this. I don't like this setup. Out here, and we'll have more as we continue from ASU Football Media Day, sports360az.com. All right, welcome back. We are inside the lunchroom on this Thursday for Arizona State football here on campus. It is Media Day for the football team. Tonight, it is ASU basketball against number 16 Oregon. There is a lot that is going on. I decided to take the show on the road. I don't know if we're going to crash and burn in this segment because I'm going to walk around again, and I really don't care. I think crashing and burning can sometimes be good TV. sometimes doing some things are just a little bit different than the same old nonsense. As long as we're connected, that's all that matters. So, you know, it's been a good day so far. Here's Eric.
Hello.
How's it going?
Great.
Yeah.
Great. I'm ready.
What have you been doing?
Getting ready to talk to him, Max. You know that guy.
Sean Iguano.
Yeah.
Yeah, people Sean can't see him.
I know.
I mean,
no, I thought you turned the camera on.
No, we want to see you.
You've been a documentarist so far today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, go talk to Sean.
All right, I will. Sorry.
What's all right.
There we go.
So Eric is, that's a crash and burn. That's a crash and burn for sure. Let me knock your headphones out live on the air. That's fine. He's getting a shot of water. So the thing with football that I like this year for ASU is, you know, you look at the Pac-12 South, and I've already seen some, here we are in February, people already saying USC is going to win again in the Pac-12 South, and a lot of it to me is just the hype of that's a program that usually has success. They're still down. If ASU cannot capitalize on that, Colorado's looking for a coach. Utah loses nine guys. They have nine guys, Utah does. They're going to the combine. Nine. So they took a ton of losses, especially on the defensive side of the football. UCLA is mediocre at best. U of A is in turmoil. And so, you know, you look at the way that the South is shaping up right now, this is a team whose stock I would buy. And I'm not one to say that very often, but this is a team that, come on, guys, this cannot be six or seven wins. The way their schedule stacks up, they open with NAU, that's a win. They go to UNLV. Those are two games that you look at and say you should be 2-0, and there should be some enthusiasm and some energy. So it's positive for here. And this isn't just the cheerleading. There's entirely too much cheerleading that goes on around Arizona State football. And they've been mediocre. They've been mired in mediocrity for so many years. But I really think it's a stock worth buying now. There's no reason for where the Pac-12 South is located to sit there and be satisfied going to dumpy El Paso once again. There's just been entirely too much of that. So, you know, it's really interesting. And we talked to Herm earlier, got him one-on-one for a good 15 minutes, and I'm excited to bring some of that to you guys over on the TV show. So, but back in the studios, good job there. We're going to move over and work on some Football AZ stuff now on the TV side at sports360az.com. Have yourselves a great Thursday.